Have you ever gotten a question in an interview that just left you staring at the employer thinking, what on earth are you talking about? Now, there's a lot of these unusual questions out there, but most of the time, they're trying to find out one of two things, either how your mind works thought process-wise, or about a personality issue, one or the other. And I'll give you a couple examples of each to help you recognize them. First, the thought process questions. Here's a classic. How many cigars were sold in the United States last year? Now, in reality, they couldn't care less if you knew how many cigars were sold in the United States last year. So your numbers can be completely wrong. But what they want to hear here is how you come up with your answer. So here's what I would say. Well, I'll need to make a couple of assumptions since I don't have the reference material handy here, obviously. But I'm going to assume that there are roughly 300 million people in the United States and that they're split 50-50 between men and women. And I'm going to estimate that 20% of men and 5% of women smoke cigars regularly. So that's roughly 75 million people who smoke cigars on a regular basis, 25% of 300 million. And I'll define smoking cigars regularly as buying 2 boxes a month with 12 cigars per box. So that's 24 boxes a year per person. I'd multiply that by 75 million people and then multiply that by 12 cigars, and that would tell me how many cigars were sold in the United States last year. Now, I have no idea how many people live in the United States off the top of my head, nor do I know if it's split 50-50 between men and women, and really, to share too much here with you, I don't even know how many cigars come in a box, but that's not important. What is important is that I could logically come up with a number and that I didn't sit there staring at the interviewer, baffled by the question. Now, here's another fairly common thought process question. If you could stack quarters end to end, not flat on top of each other, but end to end, how many quarters would it take to equal the height of the Sears Tower? Well, how would you answer that? Again, with a lot of assumptions, and the assumptions don't have to be correct. We're trying to show our work here. So let's figure a quarter is roughly a quarter of an inch in diameter. So that's roughly 4 quarters in an inch. So it would take 48 quarters to extend 1 foot, assuming 12 inches in a foot. The average floor being roughly 10 feet high, so that's 480 per floor. And let's say that the Sears Tower had 100 floors. Well, that's 48,000 quarters. So you don't need to know how many stories the Sears Tower is. It's the logic behind how you came up with the answer. Now, for the personality questions, these are a little easier to spot. One that's very, very popular, common question I hear a lot is, please name 3 celebrities. Now, the theory behind this is that the first 3 famous people who come to mind are going to be 3 people who the candidate admires and respects. So if you came back and said Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Cosby, and Robin Williams, that would give them a completely different impression of you than it would if you had said George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld. It shows them where your interests lie, and it gives them insight into your personality. And here's another great one that one of my candidates told me about recently. Her employer looked at her and said, how many kids do you think I have? What kind of car do you think I drive? Which, of course, left her a little stunned. But the concept here is to see how observant you are, what kind of a people reader you are, and ultimately it lends itself to reveal your deductive reasoning skills. So it's kind of almost a combination between the two types of questions. It truly doesn't matter if you're right or wrong here. It's about showing your work. Instead of saying, I think you have 2 young sons at home and you drive a minivan, let them know that because you see an autographed baseball encased in glass behind him and a Little League baseball coaching book on the shelf and 2 framed pictures on his desk that are facing him, which you're assuming are of his family, that he has 2 young sons at home and he drives a minivan to take the team to and from the games. So it's about how observant of a person you are and how you came up with your guess. There could be one other reason for these questions, though. When I'm interviewing for recruiters, I will always ask them, right out of the blue, right in the middle of the interview where it completely doesn't belong, describe the room we're sitting in. And I truly don't care what they say. I just know that they're going to be hit with a lot of questions in their job here at DriveStaff that they won't understand and that they won't quite know how to answer. Again, I really don't care what they say. I'm looking to see how quickly on their feet that they can think. So I ask the question, and then I start counting in my head how long it takes them to respond. Do they start answering right away, or do they wait 5 counts and then repeat the question back to me while they're still trying to think of an answer? Oh, you mean this room? Well, it's, and I'm judging how much of a quick thinker they are. So hopefully going over a few of these will help you so that you won't get stumped the next time someone asks you, if you were a crayon, what color would you be?